Well, last night, the president's acceptance speech for his reelection came late, and I confess I did not stay up late to listen to it live because I wouldn't be able to make it in here today, this morning, if I had. But, of course, he didn't specifically talk about the federal workforce, not that that's not the kind of thing you put in acceptance speeches, although it did sound well-rehearsed, I gotta say. But he did touch on some themes of reconciliation and working across differences, as the president put it, to get the country moving forward. And he hinted at how the government could be a force for good, and he used the recent example of Hurricane Sandy.
I've seen it on the shores of New Jersey and New York, where leaders from every party and level of government have swept aside their differences to help a community rebuild from the wreckage of a terrible storm.
Well, that's right. And if you remember from last week, the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, was Democrats' darling for, you know, standing by the president saying, hey, this is my president. And, you know, I'm a big fan of The Daily Show. So they were also, I think they were joking about Fox News asking Christie something about, like, whether he was going to campaign at the last minute for Mitt Romney. And he said, I don't care. Look at what's going on in my state. There are more important things right now.
Yeah, there's a little irony there because it's the governor that calls out the National Guard and invokes all the emergency response, often hours, days before FEMA gets there. So really the credit goes to Christie himself for the rapid response in New Jersey. FEMA backed in.
Absolutely. And when we've talked to the National Guard on this show and others, they always say, you know, it is that we are at the state's request. You know, when the states want us there. We are ready. We are waiting for them.
That's exactly right. And the president was gracious toward Mitt Romney, and he actually mentioned the entire family in this whole concept of reconciliation.
The Romney family has chosen to give back to America through public service, and that is a legacy that we honor and applaud tonight. In the weeks ahead, I also look forward to sitting down with Governor Romney to talk about where we can work together to move this country forward.
And do you think he really will, is the question. I mean, it was a gracious thing to say. It was highly gracious because it was not a friendly campaign. It was more acrimonious than the 2008 campaign between the president and John McCain in a lot of
ways. That's right. Well, and perhaps there, you know, and this is verging very much into speculation, but McCain and Obama were colleagues in the Senate. And here
That's
you have
true.
Two people who really didn't have much in common. And you have this huge political machine that is all for this adversarial system. And we also saw it in Senate races a lot. There's just negative campaigning is the way of campaigning nowadays.
It pretty much is. And of course, I mean, the you have to look at the record, and the president has not gotten high marks for his ability to compromise and work across the aisle whatsoever. Maybe you can say the same thing about the other side. But if this is a change, then I guess it would be an important one. And he also talked about compromise and how to start ending the gridlock, maybe.
As it has for more than two centuries, progress will come in fits and starts. It's not always a straight line. It's not always a smooth path. By itself, the recognition that we have common hopes and dreams won't end all the gridlock or solve all our problems, or substitute for the painstaking work of building consensus and making the difficult compromises needed to move this country forward. But that common bond is where we must begin.
Now, that's a common theme that our federalnewsradio.com staff has heard. They basically, they've been working 24/7 trying to gather analysis from federal experts about what the impact is on how the government is going to manage itself and also on federal employees. And they talked to a former Office of Management and Budget Associate Director, Robert Shea. In fact, he might have had a really big day today if Mitt Romney had won. He was a member of the transition team. And so obviously this outcome is a disappointment to him. But interestingly, he told our web reporters this is not a surprise.
Although the polls were close, I think most predicted this. From a federal government employee perspective, we can expect to see some change, but not nearly as dramatic as it would have been had Mitt Romney been elected.
Well, I think the difference there, had Romney been elected, it would have upset the status quo. It would have taken away some of the equilibrium. It would have introduced some lack of equilibrium in what is now pretty much stasis. So Shea predicts more partisan wrangling over tough budget issues, more gridlock on Capitol Hill because you still have a divided House. I mean, the House is Republican. The Senate is still a little bit stronger. And so Shea said that when President Bush won a second term, he famously said he'd earned some political capital and planned to use it, but maybe not so much smooth sailing.
Irrespective of the electoral vote margin, we've still got a very thinly divided government. So I wouldn't – I hope nobody's suggesting that there's a mandate here. So we're going to have to see some leadership and compromise in order to address these tough issues.
And obviously, we can tell from Robert Shea's voice, it's not the most enthusiastic of tones. I'm sure there's a lot of disappointment there. Because...
Well, they talked at midnight, too, with our own, by the way, our own Mike O'Connell came in at midnight instead of his usual 3 a.m. to put all this together.
Right. But even on the other side of the political spectrum, our web reporters, they talked with Scott Lilly. He's with the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank. And he echoed much of what Shea was saying. He said, you know, this, again, Superstorm Sandy gave President Obama an opportunity to show that he was the type of leader that, you know, we heard Shea just a few minutes ago calling out for leadership, that he was that type of leader. But even Lilly says that sentiment isn't going to carry a lot of weight with the Republicans that are leading the House of Representatives.
I think we're still in very deep trouble on sequestration because the Republican leadership in the House has sent a warning just 2 days ago on saying that if the president continues his policy on not allowing the Bush tax cuts for very high-end people to expire, that there's going to be total warfare. And I interpret that to mean that they're not going to go along with any kind of an agreement on sequestration. So I think we're still headed toward a very uncertain result as we go over the cliff.
And so that's the way it's going to be, and we can look forward to that, I guess.
We end on the verge of the cliff. Yeah, I know. What a way to go.
Lots of cliffs. Just keep your cliff notes handy, I guess.